My name is Mitchell, and this is my 180 story. The story of how God allowed me to rest. And my story isn't about a crazy miracle. It's a story of how God worked through big mistakes and little steps of faith. Some people go on mission trips or devote their lives to ministry, but for many of you, the greatest step of faith you can take is just to go to bed, trusting that the Lord is still going to love you the next day. And that's the kind of story this is. When I was little, I had the perfect life. A big house, a full family, and most importantly, a father that everyone respected. He was my hero, and I thought that that would never change. However, when I was about 5 or 6, it came to light that my dad had been cheating on my mom for their entire marriage. My mom filed for divorce and moved us out of our dream home, and just like that, my perfect life was gone overnight. Because my father was the only Christian influence I had, the divorce began a childhood separate from God, and therefore a very warped view of love. From the jump, both of my parents would say awful things about each other to me, offering approval when I would agree and coldness when I wouldn't. Through this, I quickly learned that love is earned. This misguided lesson continued at school, where I found myself unable to make friends as an awkward, overweight child. However, I found that the more I achieved in school and sports, and the more I said the right thing, the more I felt accepted. However, no matter how much I accomplished, there was always somebody better than me. And I perceived them as stealing the love I was chasing, so it all meant nothing. It would have been different if I had unconditional love waiting for me back home, but my dad was so focused on loving his girlfriend's sons that he didn't even seem to notice me. The only reason I could concede for this was that I wasn't working hard enough, so I decided to kick it into gear so I could earn his love. In my junior year of high school, this took a drastic turn, when in the process of trying to lose weight, I developed a serious eating disorder. I was regularly attempting to vomit and frequently passing out from malnutrition, all while drinking and smoking to gain social approval, which only made my self-image worse as I watched myself become completely unrecognizable. It took months for anyone to notice, but eventually I accepted treatment for my eating disorder and the anxiety and depression that was at the root. This made some things better, but it still failed to bring me the love I've been chasing. However, in the process of physically recovering, I was working out a lot more, and this led to the women around me noticing me for the first time. This small, and I can't emphasize how small the amount of approval was, but this small amount of approval went straight to my head. So when a girl from school invited me to church my senior year, I said yes. I didn't believe in God, but I was pretty fired up about grabbing lunch with her afterwards, so I went in. However, when I went in for the first time, I was captivated by the moral teachings of Jesus, and I kept going back. Pretty soon after, I was attending her youth group, and I found that if I asked them questions about why God was real or why we can trust the Bible, they gave me real answers that made sense. However, what stood out most was that from the moment I walked in the door, people were flooding me with questions about my life or my week or how they could pray for me, and it wasn't out of obligation, but genuine care. They loved me, and when I asked them why, they said it wasn't because of what I did, but who God was. And when they told me that he loved me in the same unconditional manner, but to an infinite scale, I immediately began a new life as a believer. Life was great for my final semester of high school. Because of this unconditional love, I quickly became more secure and therefore much kinder. I had awesome new Christian friends, and I was resting in the way God used them to provide me the love I spent my whole life chasing. However, when summer hit, I realized that I would be the only one out of my friend group leaving town for college, and I felt the love God provided me through them slipping away. I coped with the pain this caused by once again abusing substances, causing my anxiety and depression to resurface. In the pain that my failure caused me, I had completely forgotten about God's unconditional love, and I hadn't prayed in months because I was ashamed to face him with the sin I had fallen into. I thought there was no way he could love me anymore, and if he couldn't love me, nobody else could either. My lifelong pursuit of love was over, and I struck out, leaving me even lower than I was before. And one night, it all came to a head. As I drove through the night, I sat in cold hopelessness. It was about 1 or 2 in the morning when I pulled into our garage. Everything was quiet, and there was nobody around. No thoughts of past joy or future dreams. Just me, alone in the car, alone as I had always been, as I closed the garage, rolled up the windows and prepared to end my life. With my final action, I closed my eyes, bowed my head, and prayed to the God I hadn't spoken to in months. I was terrified to face him, but I at least owed him an apology, so I did. The moment I closed my eyes, I had a single thought wash over my mind. Get out of the car and go to bed. Get out of the car and go to bed. I don't know why those were the words, but it clicked. I realized that God wasn't done with me. He wasn't angry or even indifferent towards me. God heard me. And even when I hadn't given him a single ounce of effort in months, he still loved me. I realized God's love wasn't earned, it was given. And I received it not by working towards it, but by resting in the fact that I already had it. Sorry, I lost my spot. Yeah, okay, so back to the story. I sat there sobbing. Yeah, that was quite the way to jump back in. Yeah, so okay. I sat there sobbing, horrified at what I had almost done, but grateful for how God loved me anyway. And then I got out of the car, and I went to bed. In that moment, I stopped chasing love and simply accepted it. Since then, I've gone on to be imperfect, but fully fulfilled. I failed many times in my walk with Christ, but I've had full confidence in the fact that God's love for me isn't dependent on my own success. And because of that, no matter how hard I work, I live in the knowledge that because of God's unconditional love, I'm free to rest. But it all started with recognizing that love in a pivotal moment. In that moment, I didn't experience a crazy miracle. My story isn't like that. In my story, in that moment, the greatest step of faith I could take was to go to bed, trusting that the Lord would still love me the next day. Maybe that's your story too. If you're here tonight and you find yourself waking up every morning with the objective of gaining someone's approval or attention or even just adding to your reputation, know that what you're really working towards isn't any of those things. It's love. You can find what you think is love in many places, but that love will always be conditional, something you're constantly running after unless you find it in the Lord. If you're here tonight and you're tired of running and you want tonight to be the night where you accept that rest, talk to the person who invited you here about how you can do that. But in simple terms, the all-knowing creator of the universe loved you enough to not only piece you together exactly as you are, but to die a torturous death so that he could know you forever. And that was before you ever did a single thing for him. Stop chasing whatever you think is love and rest in the real thing. That's my story. If any of this stood out to you, if there's a part of this that kind of resonated with you or you related to, or you just kind of want to come up to me and tell me that it's mid, I'll be walking around down here afterwards. And I'm happy to talk to you. But that's all I got. Thank you, everybody.